asking questions like, why did you do that? What's going on with that? And we've seen over the weeks a few things and been able to share with that. We've seen what it is to bless other people, especially particularly those who are not Christians particularly, or maybe not churchgoers, how to eat with other people. And last week we took a look at what it is to listen to the Spirit of God, to take time for that. So I'd like to start, as we usually start, and just ask you to share, how did the listening go? Yes. You say you tried and it didn't work for you. Yeah. Okay. Well, I want to say, just God bless you for doing that. You know, even though your mind was going like that. Yeah. My mind goes like that too. All right. So, and we're going to come back to that general example that you just gave. Thank you for that, Hetty. Anybody else?
I was just embarrassed
ahead. Yeah. Thank you, Richard. Yeah. All right. We'll get back to that much later. All right. Anybody else? See, what you would do is you would share out loud at this time right now. Right. You don't have to be right. Just listening. Learn to shift gears here. All right. Oh, good. Yeah, sure. I would do the same thing. I do the exact same thing. Yeah. In fact, sometimes I fall asleep before I start listening. Yeah. All right. How about any of the others? Anybody continue blessing? Find someone to bless this week. Yeah. Same one. Good. Yeah, the blessing's going to run deep. Anybody else? Yeah. Oh, yeah. At your work, you give out, there's bags and you just go in the street. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Minister to the homeless. Yeah, excellent. So you really empowered somebody else to take a step. That's a great blessing. Wonderful. George.
I've been listening and blessing the combination to this presidential process. Mm-hmm. Praying to God to bless this country.
Yeah, excellent. Excellent. Way to go, George. Very good. Okay. It was those seconds of knowing I was in the presence of God that I knew happened. So all those things, I'm going to keep them going. And I didn't get to the point I had hoped this week, but you know, there's next week. Keep going. It's a lifestyle, not an assignment. And one other thing I want to share with you about that, then I'm going to get into what we're going to look at today, is as you know, I've shared with you some from time to time about using the Lord's Prayer. You know, the first petition, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. If you're praying about something or just wanting to listen to God, you pray that and you wait. And if nothing's going on, you go to the next one. Your kingdom come, your will be done. You pray it and you wait. And if God taps you on the shoulder or something, or you just kind of sense his presence, you know that what you're praying about is about that. So this Lent, I've taken up that habit, that approach to the Lord's Prayer. And when I go out to a business owner that we prayed for, so this week, who are we going to pray for this morning? Yardworks. I'm going to pray for Yardworks in a few minutes. So I will, before I go out, just take a few minutes of prayer and I'll say, all right, Lord, Yardworks. Your kingdom come, your will be done there. Is there something you want the person I meet at that counter to know about you as a father? Now wait. Okay, great. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Is there something you want to have happen there or with those people about your kingdom? So go all through the Lord's Prayer that way, listening. You can do that in whatever you're up to, going on, what's in your schedule. If you know you're going to encounter somebody, if you have the opportunity before you go, you might do that. Then you might be able to get a few things that you can bring into that time that you're with that person. Even if it doesn't come forward, you have begun not only listening to the Spirit of God, but listening to what the Spirit of God is desiring and wanting to, and the way the Spirit of God wants to bless that person as well. So you can go ahead and do that. Okay, now that was for free. That's not part of the sermon I'm going to give you today. But just consider that. Keep thinking about that. What we want to look at today is another habit, and it's the habit of learning about Jesus, learning of Him. And if you were to develop a habit of simply focusing on Jesus in one way or another just to get to know Him better, and that's the only reason that you do it, things will happen in your life that you cannot manufacture, even if you want them. And we've shared from time to time, one of the ways that you know you're legalistic or not depending on God or whatever presses your guilt buttons about not being able to do it all is if you're saying, I'm doing my best. How am I going to do that? Anytime something comes up with that, when you say that, when that's your reaction, you're leaning on your own power. I do that all the time. I just do that all the time. And I have to stop, step back, and look for Jesus in whatever that is that's in front of me so that I can lean on Him. Now, what helps me lean on Him is how well I know Him. So a discipline, which we can deepen together this Lent, is getting to know Jesus, to recognize Him, to spot His character, to see what kinds of things He would do. And that's what it is to follow Him, to know Him. And there's all kinds of ways of moving into that that we could share this morning. One of the things to keep in mind is this. How do you know you're following Jesus instead of following your own power, your own thing? I gave you one way to know how you're not following Jesus. That's when you say, how am I going to do that? How do you know you are following Jesus? Well, let's say you try something. Like Hetty so bravely shared a minute ago, I tried something that didn't work. Absolutely. I prayed for this, it didn't work. I tried this, I didn't get it. I thought I did what the Lord told me and nothing happened. Well, you're still following Jesus. How do you know? After you've done that, when you desire more of Jesus. See, it's not that it didn't work. It's that you want more of Him. He is always the point, all the time, everywhere, without any exceptions. No matter what it is, it's always about Him. And whether we succeed or not is not the point. Although I do want to encourage you, it's great when we do. But it's not the point. He is the point. Now there's another way that you know that you're following Jesus. And that is you go ahead and you try something. And whatever it is, let's say you have a sick friend and you go and you pray for that sick friend to be healed. You might be kind of nervous and you might need some prayer, after that. But there you go. And what happens is this. You start seeing things in the Bible you've never seen before because you took that step of obedience. Obedience, you might say, doing what Jesus asked you to do is one of the most insightful commentaries on the Bible that you can find. For example, John Wimber used to point this out, in the early days of the Vineyard when there was a tremendous healing ministry going. He said, we'd go out, we'd try to pray for sick people, and we'd do this and that. And then we come back, and for the first time, even though I'd read it 1,000 times or more, I saw this in the Bible. Anyway, he was a pastor and everything. That's how you know you're following Jesus. You want to know him better, and you see things in the Bible that you might not have otherwise seen. Now, how do you keep going with that? How do you go deeper in that? How do things keep going in your life with that? It's by you getting to know Jesus more of who he is. Remember, Jesus said this, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me." Learn of me. And you will find rest for your souls. You see, if your life is too packed, and you've got too much to do, and you get too much going on, and it's always going, and it's never stopping, and you don't know what to do, and you don't know how to get off, and you try to rearrange your schedule and mark your calendar and take time aside and all this, and it never stops, I would suggest doing what Jesus says, and that is learn of him, and you'll find rest for your souls. See, that's a little different than managing your calendar. Because you can manage your calendar and not learn of him. But if you learn of him, the rest for your souls is there. When you have rest for your soul, when your emotions are no longer in high gear, and your intellect is not spouting off all the time, and your will is not taking you to places you don't want to go. See, that's what's in your soul, your intellect, your emotions, and your will. When you have rest, those things begin falling into line, and you are able, because of that condition, to see what God is doing in other people. And you're able to join in with that, which is blessing them. And you're able to invite other people closer to you, more so than you do now. And that's what it is to eat and share with other people. And you're able to listen to the Spirit of God and begin recognizing the presence of the Spirit. And on those occasions when there's something that the Spirit says to you, you're able to receive because you've been learning of him. You've been learning of Jesus. Now, we get one clue for that in the second reading today. From now on, very first sentence of this reading from 2 Corinthians. I'm sorry, it was the first reading today. From now on, we regard no one from a human point of view. Absolutely no one from a human point of view. Even though we once knew Christ from a human point of view, we know him no longer in that way. Well, I mean, this is the Apostle Paul writing, and you will recall he looked at Christ from a human point of view. And when he did that, he went throughout, as far as he could go in the Roman Empire, throughout Israel and so forth, dragging Christians out of their house, confiscating their property, making sure that they were thrown in jail, and holding the coats of people who were martyring Stephen, the first martyr, because he knew people in a human point of view. And he knew God in a human point of view. And then Jesus comes along and, remember, sets him straight. Knocks him off his horse and all that. And he's from that point on, he begins seeing Jesus and other people from God's point of view. Do you remember what the voice from heaven said, what Jesus said to Paul when he knocked him off his horse? Paul, why are you persecuting me? Well, Jesus has already died, risen, ascended into heaven when Paul's at work. Who was Paul doing this to? People. Christians. The body of Christ. And so, Paul, at that point on, once hearing that word, no longer saw people or Jesus from a human point of view, but had begun learning of Jesus. So, how can we start learning of Jesus at this point in our lives before the Spirit of God has to come and knock us off our horse, strike us blind for 3 days and so forth? And I want to give you a few suggestions about how you might do that. This is learning of Jesus specifically. Well, I want to suggest that you might take some time to learn of Him, just as you would from anybody else. You learn of anybody else. And the first thing that I would suggest to you is that you use the Gospels. Primary source. Read the Gospels. And you, what you might do is put aside some time, maybe a few times in the year, once or twice. Well, there's four Gospels, maybe four times a year. Well, you read a Gospel through in one sitting. So you get the sweep of the life of Jesus and what He did and how He was. And then you might take some time where you read a small section of the Gospels, or you review the Gospels, or you take your bulletin home and you read the Gospel for the day a few times throughout the week and let it sink in. Or just any other plan of reading through the Gospels, just to focus on Jesus and learn of Him and see what He did, instead of looking at Him from a human point of view. And you'll find some shifts going on in your mind. Like if you have ever felt that Jesus, let me put it this way. You only thought of Jesus as your provider. The chances are that you're looking at Him more from a human point of view than anything else. Now He is your provider. He's also your Lord, your healer, the lover of your soul, the lifter of your head. Your King. All these things. And those things start coming in and coming into balance. Things like that happen. There's a lot of people who keep Jesus at arm's length. And as you start learning of Jesus, your arm starts coming down. And He starts coming more and more into your space. And you come more and more into His space. And the rest for your soul becomes deep and healing and strengthening. And that could happen as you look at the Gospels in that way. I would also suggest that you might want to do some reading on your own of other things as you get the opportunity. And I have here a few copies of this list. And these are books with which I am familiar that talk about Jesus. And to read them begins opening up ideas to your mind about Jesus. For example, read Jesus, A Wild Messiah for a Missional Church. And I've shared this with you before, but let me just use this as an example. And look at the first Holy Week and you begin to think this Jesus is a wild man. An absolute wild man. He goes into the temple and starts throwing tables all over the place, kicking people out. He wants to get on a donkey that is unbroken, never been ridden, an unbroken animal. He's going to get on it and ride through a crowd up a hill. Well, they're throwing things at him, putting things down in front of this unbroken animal. Who does that? Not some weak guy going around patting lambs on the head. There's a lot of things that we can get to know about Jesus. And as you do that, you'll be able to bless, include, and walk with Him in ways that we can yet to imagine. So I'm going to suggest that if you want this list, please see me afterwards. I'll make sure you get it and you can look that over. you know, get a hold of those books and start reading them. Go through the Gospels like that. And then underline all that with this. Lord Jesus, show me more of you today than I have ever seen before. He'll answer that prayer. He'll answer that prayer for you. It may come in ways that you didn't think it would come, but He'll answer that for you. Because remember, Jesus is always the point. He's always the answer. No matter what the question is, it's always about Him. Would you please stand? Lord Jesus, we thank You that You have called us closer to You. And we ask that You would draw us even more so into the knowledge and love of You, that we would follow after You, become like You, and see more of You all the days of our life. Amen.